During the lab, cross check the map on them, and I'll hand them out to you during the lab. Okay, two things. Sit next to somebody who has a book for the course, because I'm going to point out specific things that will help you when you look through at your slides. And the second thing was I have your practicals. Rich and I graded them. I'm just going to check the map and make sure that everybody's got the score that they're supposed to. And I'll hand them back to you very well. Okay.
Are they good or bad?
I think they were predominantly good.
Part of the reason I didn't have the average is because otherwise I'm just like slack on. No, I always just assume I'm like, well, everyone else was good. I need to know the average to know if I. But then if I did better in the average, then I slack off.
Maybe you have a fair
mind.
All right, would everyone turn in their books to chapter 14 in the new books for the lymphatic system? And start to join me in this. Okay, so lymphatic system, chapter 14 in the new book. I don't know what it is in the edition previous.
13.
It's 13? Now, do both books have this little schematic?
Which page is it?
It's, let me see. It's 396. All right, so today in lab, one of the major things we're going to be looking at is lymph tissue and lymph organs, right? So either loosely associated lymphocytes in submucosa, for example, maybe Peyer's patches in the ileum of the small intestine, or actual organ structures, lymph nodes, thymus, spleen. Okay. So, first thing, lymph nodes, right? Filter lymph. That's a no-brainer, okay? Spleen filters blood. So you have two immunological organs involved in immunosurveillance in the body. One filters lymph, and the other filters blood. Thymus, what does the thymus do? T cells, right? Thymus and T, easy enough to remember. So, maturation and immunocompetence of T cells. So, let's start with lymph. What is lymph? Anybody know? That's right. So, it's tissue fluid that's intercellular fluid. The lymphatic capillaries are more porous than blood capillaries. They can easily take up this, this high protein fluid, lipids, also viruses. Maybe, bacteria. Okay. So lymph then, in our bodies, there's no pump as is associated, with our hearts and the cardiovascular system, the heart's the pump. With lymph, there is no pump. So how does lymph move in the body? By what? That's right. Every time you walk, every time you move, your muscles are pushing on the lymphatic capillaries and they're pushing the lymph through the system. So, how does the lymph move through the system? Is it bidirectional or unidirectional?
Unidirectional,
that's right. And that's possible because the lymphatic system has what?
Valves.
Excellent. So you got the basics down. So it has valves, lymph moves, picks up the fluid that's intercellular fluid, picks up all types of antigens, picks up proteins and lipids. And then it empties into, and you can see on your diagram, either the thoracic duct or the right lymphatic trunk, right? Does this sound familiar to you? Okay. So, then the lymph gets filtered through lymph nodes. And what happens here then is, because it's this filtration process, antigens become concentrated within the lymph nodes. And then these antigens are presented to lymphocytes where they then learn their immunocompetency for a particular antigen. Okay, so if you take go in your book, and there's a picture. It's actually a pretty nice drop. Let's see what it is here. Okay, on page 417. In the new books, it's showing a lymph node as sort of like a kidney bean-shaped structure, right? Everybody see this?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you look at that picture, you can see from that schematic that you have afferent lymphatic vessels that come into the lymph node, that empty lymph into the lymph node. The lymph node itself has a cortical region and a medullary region. So the cortical region is darker, and the medullary region in the center is lighter. Okay. So in that cortical region, you have the lymphatic nodules, which have germinal centers. And you can see that they look like circles. And if the circle it's a dark blue circle with a light pink inside, that light pink portion is the germinal center. Okay. And what's happening there is you're having mitotic profiles, and you're having lymphoblasts that are dividing. And this is in response to an antigenic stimulation. So B cells, and this is asked in your lab manual, B cells then live in those germinal centers and in that cortical region, and in the paracortical region that's just under that, okay? So in that region that's just under the germinal centers, but not yet in the medullary region, or where the T cells live. This is called the thymus-dependent region, or T cell-dependent region. And it asks you in your book, what would happen if you had a disease where B cells were destroyed? And what would happen if you had a disease where T cells were destroyed? What would the lymph nodes look like? I believe that is one of the questions, right? Yeah. Okay, so.
The T cells are what live just underneath but not outside of the cortical region?
Like so cortex, are. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, whenever you talk about cortex and medulla, right? Cortex is closest to the outside, right? Then the medulla is closer to the middle or to the center. The paracortical region is that region between the cortex and the medulla, right? So in the medulla...
Do they refer to it as the deep cortex?
Yes. So sometimes they call it the deep cortex, sometimes they call it the paracortex. But that's where the T cells are at. Okay. So let's say you have lymph is coming in. You know, it's coming in gangbusters into the lymph node, right? And there's all sorts of a particular type of antigen because you're sick. So some of the B cells are going to be stimulated, and they're going to make plasma cells. And plasma cells then will make antibodies. And the plasma cells then are resident in the medullary cords, which is the medulla region of the lymph node. Okay? So you have the cortex with the germinal centers. Okay, right under the cortex, the paracortical or deep cortex region, the T cells. Under that, the medulla, where you have the medullary sinuses, where the lymph, you have the flow from the cortex to the medulla to the hilus, which is outside of the lymph node, okay? So you have the flow of lymph that goes through there. Lymph goes through the medullary sinuses and it exits through the lymph node through the efferent lymphatic, right? Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Stop me if this doesn't make sense, because I know you haven't had this in lecture yet, but I also know you need to have some basic understanding before you can actually look at these slides and have them mean anything. So please do stop me. Anybody have a question? Yeah.
Can you just repeat the flow?
Sure. Okay, so look in your books, right? It's sort of kidney-shaped, right? Okay, so you have your afferent lymphatics coming in through the cortex, right? So they actually come in through the capsule, then there's the cortex, right? Okay. And then the flow goes into the medullary sinuses. And then from the sinuses, it goes into the hilum. Okay, and there at the hilum is the efferent lymphatic. Okay. The hilum, you see in this bean shape here, where the veins and arteries and the efferent lymphatic are leading. So here's your hilum, here. Okay. Anybody else want to know where that is? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, we do.
Okay. expecting you to know or even remember all this, but what I am expecting is that you can look in the books when you're looking at your slides. So now you don't have to hunt for these pictures. Okay? You'll be able to say, okay, that made some sense to me. We talked about that a little bit, yeah.
Can you repeat the thing on the antibodies?
Yeah, sure. So let's say, you know, you have lymph coming in, right? Mm-hmm. Into the afferent lymphatics. Okay? That lymph is going to have antigens, right? It might have some kind of a microbe in it, might have a virus in it. And what that's going to do then is the lymph node acts to concentrate antigens as they present them through lymphocytes. The lymphocytes then become immunocompetent for that antigen. And a lymphocyte will become a plasma cell. Plasma cells do what? They make antibodies, right? So something like 1 to 3% of the cells in the medullary cords, I believe from your book, that's what the authors quote, are actually plasma cells. So plasma cells will make antibody. The antibody will exit along with the lymph. Okay. And you may also then have what are called memory B cells, which will remember that antigen. They will go to the lymph and populate other portions of lymphoid tissue throughout your body. So, first time you see an antigen, it's a primary antigen response. Okay. Then some of the B cells that don't become the plasma cells, they become what are called memory B cells. They remember that antigen. And they go and they populate other portions of your immune system, maybe bronchus-associated lymphoid tissue in your bronx, or maybe gut-associated lymphoid tissue in your intestine, okay? Next time that antigen comes up, your immune response is much faster, okay? Because now, you know, you have a specialized population of those memory cells, so they can respond much faster to that same antigen change. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, why don't you start now with lymph node, and then when you're ready to move on to thymus or spleen, we'll talk about those a little. Because I don't want to talk about every single lymphoid tissue first, because it's just going to confuse the heck out of you. Yeah, you can do this one of two ways. You can start with blood vessels and heart, but you know, you've seen a lot of that stuff already, right? So, you know, you can go through that quickly and then start on lymphoid tissue, or you can work through lymphoid tissue and then do the blood vessels and heart at the end of the lab. I started with this because I think this will help you in lecture. Did that help you?
So
the white ball. The white ball together. right? On the paper, on your order sheet. Then you have that journal center.
I'm just curious, in the lab manual, it says to draw the tenets. What's
your,
why we're doing that?
Show me the picture. Show me, oh, here. Which one is it now? Oh, because.